Shalom Aleichem, Rabotai. Mishnah Yomi is continuing in the fifth and final parak of Ma'aser Sheni. Challah is on the horizon this week, and we are on the 11th Mishnah. Now, recall yesterday we started to be, really, it's an amazing thing. The Mishnah itself is Dorish, the Psukim, of the Vidui Ma'aser that appear in Kitavo, that Baruch Hashem we just laned on Shabbos. So it's Devarim 26, Pasuk 13. Bekol mitzvot chashet zivitani, lo avarti mitzvotecha v'lo shachachti. So as we know, the Torah does not waste words. You know, that there's a concept that Hashem doesn't want Jews to waste their money, the Baal Tashchis. And also Hashem doesn't want us to waste ink. So every single word, every single letter in the Sefer Torah is important and has meaning and value. So Chazal is going through and using every word in these psukim in Kitavo to explain laws of tithing and Ma'aser and Ma'aser Sheni. So now in Mishnah 11, Kechol mitzvotcha asher tzivitani, like the entire mitzvah that you've commanded me. Ha im hikdim, so this tells us, these words teach us, if he was hikdim, he put first Ma'aser Sheni l'rishon. He took Ma'aser Sheni before taking Ma'aser Rishon. Enu yacho lohit vadot. He can't make this confession, this statement that I've done it correctly, like the mitzvah, because he did the mitzvah out of order. The Mefarshim point out it is possible to take Ma'aser Rishon before Truma, but not Ma'aser Sheni first, because it's called Sheni. So that would be not doing what the Torah says. The Mishnah continues with the psukim, lo avarti mimitzvotecha, I have not turned away from your mitzvah, meaning, lo hifrashti mimin al she'eno mino, I didn't turn from one species to take tithes from a different species. As we explained earlier in Maisrot and in Shrumot, it's min al she'eno mino is not good. Volo mina tolush al mechubar, and not from a disconnected crop that's already been cut off the ground to a connected crop. Volo min mechubar la tolush, or vice versa. Volo mina chodosh al yashan, and not from the new crop to the old crop. So it would work bidyevid, but you're not supposed to do it. It's not the ideal thing that Torah wants. Lo mina yashan al chodosh, or vice versa. Lo shachachti, the Mishnah continues, I did not forget. What does this mean? It's not the mitzvah of shicha that we mentioned before. Lo shachachti milavorech umahazkir shimcha alav. What he's saying is, I did not forget to bless you and to mention your name on the mitzvah of separating tithes, of the trumas and the maisers, meaning there's a bracha, that he makes a bracha. Asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lahafrish truma, or lahafrish maisor, or liftoit maisor sheni. Now this is really amazing. The reason being is that we, you know, Chazal in the Gemara, they basically come out that brachas are derabanan. Now birkas hamazon, birkat hamazon is deraisa. Birkot haTorah are kind of in this gray area where some people say it's deraisa and some others say it's derabanan. Shulchan Aruch does. But if the bracha is the Rabbanan, then how is Vidui Ma'aser, based on this pasuk, saying, well, I didn't forget to make the bracha, that's a concept deraisa in a pasuk? So the Taisfus Yantav say that what Chazal is doing here is called an asmachta. Asmachta is like somech, like supporting. Like they're finding a support in the pasuk for the din de Rabbanan of making a bracha. There's another interesting interpretation, the Bir Halacha, says that we have a mitzvah in the Torah to follow the words of the sages. Remember, I'm not going to go yamin of small, even if they say your small is your yamin. We follow the sages. That's a mitzvah deraisa, to do what the sages tell us, you know, as long as they're, you know, following the Torah themselves. So it's kind of like we have a mitzvah deraisa to do the mitzvah of the Rabbanan of making the bracha, and that's hinted to in the pasuk. It's kind of an amazing concept. The Torah is telling us to make the bracha, which is the Rabbanan. Good. Mitzvah yud... Mishnah Yud Beis. Lo achalti be'oni mimenu. I did not eat it when I was onen. Onen is someone who, lo aleinu, they had a family member perish that day. Ha imachalu ba'anina eno yachalit vadot. So if he did eat it when he was an onen, on the day of burial, then he can't say the vidui. Lo bi'arti mimenu bitame. I did not remove it, meaning do a beer with it. When I was Tuma, he didn't separate Ma'aser Sheni for beer when he was Tame, because that would make his Ma'aser Tame, and then he can't eat it anymore. Ha'im hifrishu b'tzmeya enu yachol litfadot. So he can't say this vidui meiser if he had made his meiser tame. For lo natati mimenu lemet. I did not give it to the dead. Lo lakachti mimenu arun v'tachrich lemet. Meaning he didn't use money of meiser sheni to buy a coffin or shrouds for a dead person. Lo natati of le'onanim acherim. And he didn't give it to other onanim who can't eat it because they're also an onan, like we said earlier. Now, the Mefarshim explain, this is even a met mitzvah. Even when there's no one there to bury this particular person, you know, in other cultures, only the very rich and famous, like Paro and the kings, got a really nice burial, and the other people got left in the dump. But in Halakha, in Jewish law, in the Torah, we learn the concept of met mitzvah, that human beings are made in the divine image and have an inherent dignity, even all of them, of every race and religion, and they all deserve a proper, respectful burial. So even a met mitzvah, where we have a mitzvah to bury him, you might have thought we could use Meiser Sheni for the Tachrichin, for the Aron, for the burial. No, you can't. It has to be specifically for Meiser Sheni. The Mishnah continues, Shemati b'kol Hashem Elokai. I've listened to the words, the voice of Hashem, my God. Hevetiv lebeit bechira, meaning I brought it to the temple. So this refers also to Bikurim, also to Meiser Sheni and Revai, which all need to be taken to Yerushalayim. Asiti kechol asher tzivitani. I've done everything you've commanded. Samachti v'simachti bo. Sorry, samachti. Visimachtibo. Samachti is I was happy while doing the mitzvah of eating Meiser Sheni. Visimachtibo, I made other people happy as well. I brought joy with it. I ate Meiser Sheni v'simcha, not be'oninus, not frowning, and I made other people happy also. I was sharing with them, I was making a suda with them, you know, in Yerushalayim. And this is also a pasuk in Kitavo, tachat eshelo avadta et Hashem lokecha b'simcha. When we had everything, you know, that God forbid, people get punished when they have everything, they have what they need, and they're not happy with it. So here we have everything we need, because Hashem's given us Meiser Sheni. We have a commandment to eat it b'simcha, and to make other people happy with it as well. It's a very chashuv concept to recall to during Elul, when the Chagim are coming up. It's not, you know, v'samachta b'chagecha, it's not enough for you yourself to be happy, which is a difficult mitzvah, that we want to make other people happy as well. Shkoyach Rabozai.